This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Beervangelist is on the road. New Holland Brewing Company's Vice President of Brand and Lifestyle, which might be the best title ever, is touring the nation to figure out the craze of craft-made beer, craft spirits, artisanal cheese, honey, jewelry, guitars. It's kind of like the American version of our Artisans of Michigan. Fred Beltman, how long will you be on the road?
We are on the road about 35 days.
Why this trip now?
Well, this is something that has been bubbling up in me for a while. I've had 25 years in the craft beer business and slightly less in craft spirits. But I've really seen through my career and through my work of bringing attention to this that it's more than a sales trend in one product category, that I feel like there's a cultural shift of people caring more about what they buy and what they support, and that it's cross-category, that I'm out to kind of answer those questions that I've had myself of there's something bigger going on here. And I think it's great for the makers, but it's also great for all of us because we have higher quality things in our lives.
What ties all of this together in your mind? Because when you start talking about craft made, that's wide.
It's very wide, and it's also personal. You have trade associations and makers looking to define the word, which is ultimately a personally subjective word. I think that at the end of the day, the consumer decides what they have a deeper connection to. And I find that to be the more personal description, is that it's when people know who's making something, they know why they're making it a certain way, and they value it in a more personal way. They value the connection. That, to me, ends up being what we consider to be craft or handcrafted or whatever the term is in any given category. But I find it to both be wide and loose at times, but it also seems to, pardon the noise here, we're on the streets of Brooklyn.
Okay.
But it also, while it's wide and hard to define, it also seems to have more impact than some label like organic or all natural or these other terms that may be regulated, but at the other time they're manipulated as well. So this is all about the question of why do consumers value certain things, and I believe there's some links to the connection and how they feel about the process and the why and the who.
That's a good point right there, the who, because people are going to farmers markets because they want to talk to the farmer who grows their food. They want to buy Michigan craft beer because they feel like that's closer to them, and they might even know guys like you. Why is that important to us?
Well, that's a big question, and that's what I'm hoping to get more answers on. I have my own theories, and of course, I'll share them with you. But what I wanted to do, thinking about this project, which is ultimately a book, this Craft Nation that we'll spend the rest of this year working on, but we're also putting information out other ways. But I wanted to make sure that when I shared this subject with people that I wasn't just giving them my opinion. We're in the process of talking to not only makers, but other people that are around and saying, what are the multiple versions of why we value it? Because it's definitely happening. We've seen major growth and major, not only in the number of producers, but also in sales in so many different things. If you look at coffee and bakeries and butchers and going outside of food and drink into other products and jewelry and woodworking and clothing, people are reading labels. Even if it's someplace far away, this is also beyond the local movement, that if people have a sense that they can reach somebody and they can understand the provenance and the path of something a little more, that's part of it. So you're right. It is local businesses, because I can go talk to a farmer at a farmer's market and ask him what I should do with this product or what, you know, how it was grown. I can get in more information. It's available to me. It's the same thing with small, transparent, available producers, because communication is so much wider now that I can find out about how a knife was made in Seattle, even if I'm ordering it to have it shipped to me in Michigan. We were talking to Roger Sadowski, who makes guitars in Long Island, and his business is largely international now, where it started as serving the session musicians of New York City. People are spending thousands of dollars on guitars from him and having them shipped all over the world because they believe in that connection, and they know they can call up and talk to Roger and have a bass or guitar made to their most aspirational desires.
Let's talk about your trip just a little bit. You're not traveling alone. Tell me about your traveling companion.
Yeah, so I'm traveling with Kyle Bice, who's an artist. We've done many collaborations together. One of his projects is beer portraits, so he paints using beer as the paint.
Right, that caught my attention. How do you paint with beer?
Well, pretty similar to watercolor. He's dipping the brush in typically dragon's milk out of our portfolio, a nice dark beer, and he paints flat instead of upright so that it doesn't run and it dries a little slower than paint. But he's basically using the hue of the way the beer dries on paper and layering on top of that in several layers and creating a kind of a sepia tone watercolor. And he's very good at portraits, so he's taking a lot of photographs on this trip. Then as we go, he'll catch some more time and be painting portraits of the people and the characters in our story. He's very good behind the camera as well, and we're good traveling partners. We're both curious. His art, an example of what we're talking about, and so is my business. We both have a collaborative and similar interest in story and adventure and going out to find it and then sharing that in a creative way.
You were quoted in an MLive article about the trip as saying, "We'll be intoxicated on experience." And I thought that was such a perfect statement from New Holland's beer evangelist. But what sparked this idea? What intoxicating experience are you trying to find for yourself?
Well, I've always been captivated with story and storytelling. And I think that it's kind of the meat on the bone for the people that I'm trying to share this with, whether they're already passionate about things. I like the fact that I try to teach people that in the world of beer and spirits and food and drink, there's no such thing as advanced and beginner, and that we're inviting people to kind of enhance their lives with choices that we think will be interesting to them. If we dismiss their previous choices or make it seem like you have to study to come into this world or I know more than you, we're really not opening the door. We're creating a divide. And so I feel like story is the great equalizer in terms of, reminding us to drop our shoulders and encourage people that it's easy to step in and try something new. And it's the taste, it's the flavor, it's the experience. If it's something you're not tasting, there's still a feel to it. And when we get the people that know these things to tell their stories and share why they make it a certain way, share why it's worth the effort, share why they love it and how they use it, that story is so much more inviting and captivating and encouraging to bring people to care more about it than it is talking points or selling points and talking about this qualitative difference. I do think it's a quality experience, but I'm intoxicated and I get encouraged and fired up and wanted to set on this odyssey because I'm hungry for story and for hearing from the people why this matters. And I think that's the same thing that will get other people excited that are either in it already and have learned another layer, another depth of something that they didn't know before, or somebody who's maybe hasn't dipped a toe in the water yet and saying, I don't know what all the fuss is about, but I think hearing a story might get them to lean forward and take another step in rather than let them think that it's not for them. Caring about what you bring into your life is universal and is available to everyone.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about your experiences reading it in the book. That's Fred Biltman. He's the New Holland Brewing Company's VP of Brand and Lifestyle. Hey, enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much.